Welcome back. In Southern California, I am live. I'm Jim Rome, and I'm joined right now by the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers. You know this resume. Super Bowl champ, Super Bowl MVP, two-time NFL MVP, eight-time Pro Bowler, member of the 2010s All-Decade Team. The Packers are 3-0. They're in first in the NFC North. They're hosting Atlanta on Monday night. He is a friend of the program. He is Aaron Rodgers. Aaron, you're 3-0. The offense is putting up huge numbers. My man, how you living? How is life for you right about now?
Jim, I can't complain. It's been a good start to the season. Finally back on your show after feels like a long time off. Always good to get back in the jungle, get some of that good karma, buddy.
My man, it's about freaking time. It's about freaking time I got you to come back on, and it's great to have you here. So let me ask you this, Aaron. After the win over New Orleans, you were talking about how you and Matt LaFleur got into a flow with the calls. For those of us who have never been in that position before, how would you describe that rhythm and that flow? Like, what's it feel like when you're in sync and a flow together?
That's a good question, Jim. I think what it really is the anticipation. You really start to anticipate what calls are coming based on kind of the rhythm that you've been in. And that's a fun place to be, where you're hoping almost for certain calls and you hear them come in through your helmet. There are not any calls that come in that you kind of stop you or make you think, huh, I wonder why we're calling this. It was just a beautiful, beautiful rhythm all night of some stuff that kept him off balance, a lot of movement, had me on the run, keepers outside the pocket. We had a lot of play action. So I really, really enjoyed the flow, and it's been great. You know, it starts with communication. You know, we've spent a lot of time together in the offseason talking about ball, whether it's installs or philosophy or what we did last year, what we want to build on, what we'd like to get to. And it's been a really, really good start for us offensively.
We're talking to Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers. You know, you mentioned last season. When you and I spoke last season, you talked about how close-knit the team was overall. I understand, Aaron, that it's early in the year. It's kind of a small sample. But do you have a sense as to the chemistry of this year's team? Does it feel like it might be something special?
Well, you know, Jim, it's so much different this year. It's so strange just not being able to kind of do some of the things that we enjoy doing. You know, we didn't have the off season in Green Bay during our, you know, OTAs and stuff to do those team building events, to, you know, go down to Milwaukee and, you know, watch baseball games and basketball games and just the stuff that we've done for so long over the years, those really fun kind of hangouts outside of the facility. It's just been so much more difficult, obviously, with COVID and the protocols and trying to be safe and trying to, you know, get to the season first and foremost, and now to get through it. We obviously have seen, in Tennessee, there's, you know, been some positive tests. So we're all, trying to be smart, and it's tough to really have that off-the-field chemistry that is so important, I think. But on the field, I think it's been good. You know, we've really been gelling as an offense together, but definitely missed those fun, big team hangouts that we'd like to have over the years.
You know, it's so interesting, Aaron. I talked to a lot of guys, and I think both in and outside the sport, it's such a challenging time, and it's such a strange time, and such a surreal time. It's really curious to me to see how people approach it. You were talking about finding your center a little bit during these strange months, during the offseason. What was that process like for you? And then when you looked within, what did you find during that time?
Yeah, Jim, I think it starts with a mindful practice. You know, that's kind of a buzzword lately, and a lot of people use it, and I'm not sure everybody knows what it means, or it's just kind of a cute thing to say. But for me, it starts with a meditation practice, you know. And I think the more that I learn to quiet my mind and to take time to sit in silence and find the relaxation, especially in the off season, it allows me to find those moments in the stressful times in life, the weekly routine or on the game day. So that's been really important for me to kind of develop that practice, to be disciplined, and find the ability to really quiet my mind and settle down and be able to focus and be present in the moment. And I think that's helped my entire life in relationships and friendships and all areas of life, just to slow down a little bit and to be more present. And it starts with taking that time for myself, and that's what I did during the majority of the off season. I wasn't watching a ton of TV. I was reading books. I was meditating. I was sitting in nature and enjoying just kind of being with myself and not having to be overstimulated. I think we're an overstimulated population. We need the instant news, instant information. We're swiping, we're scrolling, and I think for me, I just kind of took more time just being present, and that's allowed me to feel more centered.
Preach, Aaron. I could talk to you on that topic and never get to football for the next 2 hours. I think there's gold in that. Really quickly, when you talk about unplugging and not swiping and not scrolling, but reading, like, what did you read in the offseason? What kind of books?
Well, I read a lot of nonfiction. I'm a lover of history, so I enjoy historical nonfiction. I enjoy historical fiction as well, but this offseason was about going back and reading some old favorites, such as The Alchemist. I think it's such a beautiful story. Everybody should read it. I know it was on probably some people's reading lists growing up, maybe in high school, but just a great story about perspective. And I think perspective is so important to all of us in our daily lives. Every morning we wake up, we have the opportunity to choose our attitude, and our attitude affects our reality. And really, a lot of times, it's all about perspective, how you choose to look at situations. There's a book called Still Life with Woodpecker, which is a fictional book. I don't read a lot of fiction, but it's a beautiful story about kind of the same thing, about how you look at life and you choosing to not be a victim, to not be a victim of circumstance, or to feel victimized, or to be walking around life trying to figure out ways to be offended by something instead of controlling your mind, controlling your attitude, being present, being grateful for the blessings in your life, and using your perspective to kind of spin things positively instead of feeling sorry for yourself and having that kind of victim mindset.
We're talking to Aaron Rodgers. We're talking about being mindful. We're talking about perspective. And I think that kind of brings me, Aaron, to the next point. Like, nobody would have blamed you, perhaps, if you came into camp in not the best of moods. However, that's not the case. Everybody around you and around the team said that you brought a positive energy. You brought a fun attitude. Where did that mindset and that approach come from?
Well, I think a lot of that is the refusal to be victimized. The refusal to think that this, something was done to me, or to be bitter about things. A lot of those feelings come from insecurity. So it was dealing with those insecurities head on, in the beginning, and sitting with my feelings and what I was going through, and then getting to a place of peace about the whole situation. And I think with the peace comes the security that I feel confident in what I've accomplished. I understand, what this game has done for me. I don't have bitterness towards the organization or towards, anybody making decisions. I understand what it is, and I'm not going to let it affect me. I'm not going to be a victim because of it. I'm going to control my attitude and try and be as positive as possible and just be thankful that we're here, we're playing. I get to go to work with some of my best friends in life, and I get to compete. This is what I always wanted to do when I was a kid. And instead of focusing on, oh, man, I don't know if I'm going to finish as a Packer, or, they drafted, a replacement. Like, who cares? That only affects me if I allow it to affect me. And I've just focused on the gratitude I have for being able to play a long career, to still be healthy, to still do what I love. And that has allowed me to just stay present and be, be super excited about being back at work, being back with the guys, and doing what I love.
Aaron Rodgers joining us. I mean, it's so candid, and it's so real, and it's so honest, and it brings me around to something that Mercedes Lewis had said. He said, quote, when you're in a position that Aaron is in, and you've done so much, and you've accomplished so much in his life and in this league, MVPs, Super Bowls, there's no reason to be insecure or unsure of anything. Him and I have had conversations about it. We text about it all the time. Aaron is in control of his process, end of quote. So it seems to me, Aaron, like the things you're talking about, these are the things that pretty much all of us in any walk of life want, right? We want to be in control of our process. What's it mean to be in control of the process? And then how do you go about doing that?
Well, I appreciate those comments from Mercedes. He is, he's got some great wisdom. I really enjoy our conversations. He has been through a lot in his own life and learned a lot of lessons. I think you know, part of the beauty in life is the interactions that we have and the relationships we can form. And there's so many people to learn from. You know, I've said it a few times. I heard this from a friend, but there's a reason that silent and listen have the exact same letters. And I think in life, people want to. There's so much conversation. They want to be the ones talking. They don't listen to understand. They listen to respond. And for me, I think a lot of my growth and my learning has been from listening and from talking to guys like Mercedes, listening to what they have to say, their life experiences, learning from them, trying to understand what they've been through and how I can apply some of those lessons to my own life. A lot of it's about being present. I think there's fear and insecurity a lot of times when you think too much on the past or on the future and what things look like, and it takes you away from being able to sit in the present, because in the present you can look around and you can see the blessings, you can have gratitude, you can see the opportunities around you to impact people, to connect with people, to work on yourself. But a lot of times we get so caught up in what's happened before or what are we going to do tomorrow or down the road that we miss out on the opportunities that are right in front of us by being present, being still, being quiet, listening, and then contemplating and moving forward. I think a lot of people probably don't journal. I think journaling is a great way, for me at least, to process my feelings. And a lot of people don't have time or make time to process those feelings. And a lot of that is all rooted, in my opinion, on just this idea of being present and being in the moment and dealing with things in real time. And then you know, moving forward with the right attitude.
Hey, listen, the junkies, Aaron, are going to say, hey, great conversation, Rome. Did you guys talk any football? My feeling is this is an amazing conversation. And you and I have had a lot of talks over the years. This is one of my favorite conversations. And I'm not going to apologize for anything. I think this is fascinating. Before I let you go, I will ask you this. Sunday's game against the Saints defense was also billed as a game between you and Drew Brees. Like, how much attention at this point in your career do you pay to the other great quarterbacks in the game? And at this point in your career, do you ever try to learn or borrow from anybody else who's out there throwing it around?
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. I don't see why you wouldn't. I think that's, you know, I've accomplished a lot in this league, but you got to keep growing. You know, you got to keep adjusting. And I said earlier in the season, you know, I look back at stuff I was doing 10 years ago and picked up things. You know, I of course, you know, I think that's part of the game. I had one of the greatest to ever learn from in Brett Favre for 3 years. You know, why would you not pick up on stuff like that? And you look around the league and you watch guys that I've admired for a long time, and Tom and Drew and Ben, and then some of the young guys who are doing, you know, amazing things. So I can't do the things that Lamar does, but, you know, Lamar and Pat and Russ and some of these guys. I mean, there's so many great players in the league. Why would you not, you know, see what those guys are doing, whether you're watching them because they're playing the opponent you're playing that week, or you're going around the league and checking out things. I think that's part of the game. It's if somebody's doing something that you want to understand why the hell they're doing it or how they're doing it, then I think that's part of growing as a player. I'm not too prideful to say I don't watch other guys, and if they're doing something that I want to do better or I am not doing, shoot, I'll work on that for sure.
Yeah, and that's sort of the way I look to you, from one California guy to another guy from California, but a California guy who went to Wisconsin. So finally, I did spend a chunk of the summer at our lake house in Eagle River. I need to ask you about this. You and I have touched base, but not on this. I need to decide, Aaron, what to do at Christmas. Should I give Eagle River a shot in the dead of winter, or do I not want any part of that, and should I be looking for a beach instead?
Oof, that's tough. That's really tough. I've always said, as far as the weather goes in Wisconsin, you know, it's really fun, I'm sure, to, like, visit the snow. You know, growing up living in a more mild climate, like, it was always fun to go on snow trips. You go to the mountain, you know, you got the fire, you know, after a day on the slopes or whatever, you got the fire, you got the hot chocolate, you got the blankets, you got the movies.
The scotch.
And then at some point, you can go home. when you live in Wisconsin, the winters are a little long, but makes you a little tougher, I think. So, I mean, look, if you can come out for a week over Christmas, I'd say come on out to Wisconsin, knowing that beach will always be there, Jim.
Yeah, that, and I could cut a toughness groove in my brain that will make me a little tougher, or I could find that beach. He's the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers. You know that resume. They're 3-0. They're in first in the NFC North. And it feels so great to have you back, Aaron. I appreciate you. I appreciate the relationship. I appreciate the conversation. And it's great to have you back in the jungle, Aaron. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jim. You're the best, buddy.
No, you. Aaron Rodgers joining us. What a great conversation, man. That was deep. That was mindful. I really appreciate where he was coming from. And obviously the time that he's put in thinking about that, that's somebody with deep perspective. And they are 3-0, and they're in first in the NFC North, and they are hosting Atlanta on Monday night. When we come back,